Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 117, it's the Bitch of Gaming.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
Welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Doc.
I'm Mnemonic.
This is Anvil.
And joining us once again...
It's Panda Delicious!
Just Panda Delicious is fine.
No, Panda Delicious.
But I'm not delicious. I'm just a panda and licious.
Okay.
Well, the reason why we have Panda Delicious here is the other sister, Ninja, isn't here. And I just didn't want her to be so lonely...
I wasn't alone. I was just glad I wasn't recording today.
Come on, you must enjoy recording still.
I do. But she's off in New York this week, so while she's away, I get to play. More yep. or less.
When the ninja's well, away, the panda will play.
Yeah.
And we're going to be speaking up about a play later on.
Ah, see what we did there?
Well... You know, the weather's coming in pretty well right now. You know, we have a nor'easter about to hit our way.
We may have a nor'easter hitting us.
I figured out why it's coming after us. Because, you know, my semi-protein, the Boston Bandits, beat the Lowell nor'easter and they're still not happy. Bandits are playing the Connecticut Bearcats in the Super Bowl today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go Bandits.
Now, before we continue on with sports, for our listeners out there, we got something very special for all of you out there.
Thanks.
We got, like, a little code... For a free beta game. And it's not any ordinary beta game. It's actually a beta game that Teg, our newest official B3 member...
And writer.
Reviewed on the site Defenders of Ardania. And at the end of this episode, we are going to be giving away a free beta code. Today and for the next 8 episodes.
I'm kind of offended. You blew away my segue.
Yes! Yes, we did.
Hold on a second. You complained the last time we did a segue.
I was trying to segue myself.
Okay, let's see. You know what? Sucks for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Blue. What? Don't choke on it.
Oh.
So, let's move on to your little sports segment then.
Little?
Yes.
Yes, tiny.
How little is it? It's not little.
Okay, Elmo. Anyways, let's go.
Who the fuck you call it Elmo? Punk.
Douchebag.
Sports. What's going on, Anvil? What's going on?
Well.
No.
Come
keep
with
going.
Me in my Gran Torino.
Last night, the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series.
And there was much rejoicing.
Yay!
And some dude named Freeze got the MVP. Wait. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze?
That's what I'm thinking. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was still in Arkham City.
Well, Mr. Freeze won the World Series MVP. I wonder how he got that. But, truthfully, I think what bothers me more about this World Series is Texas. They blew Game 6. Twice.
Not just
and
once.
And they didn't call back after.
Did they at least go out for a nice seafood dinner?
Nope.
No, but
there was a scent of tuna in the air, though.
After drinking their hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
They weren't even able to get the
you do.
I do, actually.
Okay. So, basically how this went was Texas was up by 2 runs going into the 9th, gave up. In the 10th, Josh Hamilton hits a 2-run homer. They blow it again. In the 11th, we got a walk-off homer.
Yay!
For the Cardinals!
For the Cardinals. And truthfully, there's only one reason that I wanted Texas to win. I love Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, exactly.
He's one of the greatest pitchers to ever pitch in this game.
He hasn't aged well, though.
You do realize he's like 80, right?
He's not really 80. He's close to 80.
Giggle him.
Giggle?
Giggle him?
I call
him
giggle.
Okay, wait. he finished up early 90s, correct?
Yeah, but he was like...
He was really probably like 40.
No.
He's 64.
No, he's
wow.
Not.
Really?
Yep.
I thought he was like 80. Damn, he didn't age well at all.
I told you. What did I just say?
You didn't say nothing.
You didn't say anything.
Okay. Did I just go the buckwheat route?
Right yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You freaking jerk.
Lady. Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Hey. I got a pickle. Hey.
I'm scared. Because it's smelly in there, uh-huh. Actually, I have a very extensive vocabulary. I like Little Rascals. But anyway, go on, Anvil.
I'm trying. I keep on getting interrupted by Alfalfa over here.
Yeah.
If anything, I was the one with freckles. The redhead one.
Froggy?
Maybe Froggy.
Froggy was a redhead with freckles. He always had a froggy. Oh, it's not like that.
Well, he used to catch frogs when I was a kid, so there you go.
Yeah, I caught a frog when I left one of his pool parties.
Yeah, that's true.
They were hopping through his street. I picked it up and brought it home for my nephew. He loved the
turtle that was hopping down the street.
I like turtles.
I'm sorry. I remember our turtle that we had that he killed.
Apparently. I didn't kill him.
Anyway, sports have nothing to do with frogs or turtles.
What do you mean? Those could be sports names.
No, they couldn't be. Anyways, go.
Hey, Teenage Mutant.
Any freaking turtles. Time, sweetheart.
Whoa.
Any fucking time. Any fucking time.
Don't make me Arnie Irby you.
So the Patriots come back after a bye week. A well-needed bye week, honestly, because...
I didn't know they played for both teams.
Where did that come from?
He meant bye. Not B-Y-E, but B-I.
Some of a baseball bat.
Wait, well, but he does have a samurai sword.
Let me ask Texas. They weren't really using him.
Oh, yeah.
So they came back from the bye week, and they're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Always a tough game, but we did get a few guys back, including Kevin Falk.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see this guy play. The guy's been a Patriot for, seems like, forever.
Now, what do you
Kevin feel? Does not give a Falk about anything.
Now, what do you feel that point spread's going to be on this one?
I know it's sitting around 3.5 right now. I'm going to give it a 1.5. At least that's
what would you mind explaining to Panda what that means?
Yeah, I have no idea what any of this means.
A point spread basically goes, all right, let's say Blue is going to fight Duck.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Blue knows his martial arts. Duck has no clue.
Yeah.
So I'm Las Vegas, and if I have to point, he's going to beat him by this much. That's what people are going to bet on. So let's say
it's like margins.
Okay.
So let's say Blue's going to beat Duck by 5.
That's the point spread.
That's the point spread.
Yes.
So now people say, well, you know what? I think the Duck will either win or lose. Well, actually, no, it's probably about 5.5. I'm sorry. He's going to win or lose by 5 or less. Well, then they put their money on the Duck. And let's say the Duck loses by 5. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not more than 5.5. So you would have won.
Okay. Because
Blue didn't cover.
Right. Okay.
I can't believe I just talked point spreads on the show.
I had to, well, for me to understand that.
Yes.
Exactly.
But.
Because girls don't know sports. Just kidding. We're not that.
You don't know half the women I know.
I don't think I know any of the women that you know.
You know a few girls that I know.
You mean Pink Taco?
Yeah, you know Pink Taco too?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you're...
Keep going.
All right, shut up.
No.
Cubre tu boca. Yeah, you probably understand Spanish better.
No. Why? Why does everybody get me on the Spanish thing? Fuck you. Fuck you. No.
Well.
Oh. Stop laughing, you big giant douchebag, and go.
So, in a surprise twist, the New England Patriots cut Lee Bowden, which is a huge surprise considering he was one of the team leaders in interceptions last year. Nice. But due to injuries, he's no longer with us.
Uh-huh. Now, with the Patriots, how about Gostkowski?
He kicks footballs.
Yes, and how about the porn star pitcher?
All right. The whole story came out about this. He was at a party, he was in his hotel room, and people were coming in and out, and she came in and asked for a picture with him, and she was wearing his jersey already. And he took a picture with her, and she put it on her Twitter. It became a huge controversy just because she's a porn star in life.
Yeah.
There's no real thing to this.
It'd be like Blahnik posing with Jenna Jameson. It'd be nothing.
I don't know. I think that'd be something.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
What?
Don't lie.
I would just give my usual thumbs up, and that's it.
You'd be thumbing up.
Okay, there's thumbing up, and then there is thumbing up. But anyways, besides that, no, not that, you son of a bitch.
Hey, play Rock'em Shock'em Robots.
I have a paintball gun called the Shocker. Need to go dust it off. Anyways.
I'm not touching that one.
Alright, enough.
Over here! I think this might be the dirtiest show we've ever done.
We're only 12 minutes into it.
Yes!
Duck's thinking this is a horrible edit. Alright.
Yowzer.
Okay, so last night I was hanging out with our friends with Team Prudelsa Ray at their Halloween promo party. Great time. We actually had both Matt Doherty's and Ricardo George's promo videos on there.
One edited by me, one edited by him.
King.
And everything.
Did his first one. And I
assisted
did
the second one. By moi. Assisted. That's it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't know how to edit crap. But,
no, but you did put it in the good ideas and whatnot, so, yeah.
Yes.
Everybody loved the videos. And we love everybody over there at Team Prudelsa Ray. Check them out at tpsglobalwarrior.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go to all their events. There's a bunch of upcoming fights. Ricardo Georges makes his pro debut November 12th at the Songus Arena in Lowell for Victory Promotions. Get your tickets. This kid's going UFC.
Yeah.
Also, November 19th, Thane Stimson. He's making his pro debut. Don't ask me the name of the place, because I can't
pronounce it. Kind of escapes me, too, right now.
But it's for Warrior Nation.
Yep.
Along with that, Matt Doherty.
Yeah, it doesn't list it here.
Yeah, it's like a restaurant kind of place. It's a Chinese restaurant, so I can't remember the name.
Simpson's Return is at the Hukilawa Chicopee.
There we go. The Hukilawa Chicopee Mass.
And then Matt Doherty's is at...
He's getting there.
Excuse me, I attempted to when you jumped in. But thank you very much, Quackers.
And milk.
Quackers and milk. No. And Matt Doherty is fighting the number one ranked fighter in New England.
On Rico?
Rico DeShulo. I wasn't giving names of opponents. But okay. On November 23rd, Thanksgiving Massacre for AFO down in Mansfield. Check out all three fights. All three are great fighters. Go show some love. TPS Nation. I know I'm wearing one of their shirts right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's for Ricardo George's new one, Water Buffalo. It's a very nice shirt. And actually, on the right sleeve, they do rock the B3 emblem on there.
Yep.
I love these guys. And I don't want to work with anybody else. So you'll be hearing plenty more about this from me. Probably everybody else here at the table.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But go TPS.
All right. So there was also the mention of UFC, how Miyako Krokop
is saying that Dana White still owes him one more fight.
But he does have that. He is getting that one more fight. I think it is actually tonight. I'm not
against Roy Big Country Nelson.
But that's the only other thing is it's not just him. There is multiple amounts of fights from an article that I was reading and whatnot to find out that a lot of these fighters are now going to be dropped because of the fact that they're not performing as well as they could. But I mean, they put up so many good challengers and stuff like that, but yet it is hard to have. I mean,
well, like, because Strikeforce is going to be going into UFC, it's going to be time to like nitpick everything.
Well, I'll put it like this:
It's like when WWF took over WCW.
Oh, that's true.
Not even close.
Well, it's got that kind of tinge to it right now.
Well, no, because when they took over, it became one instant promotion.
Yeah,
Strikeforce and UFC are slowly merging, but Strikeforce is still their own entity. They're still putting on their own private fights as they slowly and gradually move into, you know, becoming united.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference right there. Because when WCW got bought out, it was poof, that was it. Overnight, it was completely gone.
Well, what they were trying to do was they were trying to still have WCW still around, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah, it wouldn't pan out like the way they wanted it to.
At least doing it this way, fighters start jumping back and forth as they slowly work everything back together. Now, the main event for tonight is BJ Penn versus Nick Diaz. It's not the fight that was supposed to be there. They got moved up. I was actually planning on getting this event, but not anymore. Because GSP was supposed to be fighting.
Yeah, that sucks because
George St. Pierre.
Apparently he injured himself, so
he injured his knee in training and he had to pull out.
Sorry.
Not in that sense.
Sorry. Bad joke.
He was on his knees and he had to pull out.
Really?
You know, I just ate a little while ago. I'm still trying to, you know, have that, you know, digest. I don't want to puke all over your nice living room area.
We're in the kitchen.
Dining room area.
Dining room.
The kitchen's there. The living room ends right there. So we'll just call the dining room.
Yeah, pretty much.
The room of the dining.
And the whining.
So what else is going on in the sports world?
The New England Revolution fired their head coach.
Well, no shit. I mean, look how bad they did this year.
I don't know. I don't watch soccer.
Who was it the other day that they just, for hockey, they upped and just fired their assistant coach?
Yeah,
there was some. I think it was the Canadians or something like
something
that.
Like
it
that,
was one of the Canadian teams or something. I was just so amazed by this. I know it was late at night and whatnot because of my overnight shifts, but I was sitting there and was watching SportsCenter, and they're like, "Well, just the way to take the attention off, we fire our assistant coach just hours before a game." It's like, wow, what a way to keep the confidence up in your team.
Okay, I want to ask you something. What are your thoughts on Ben Cherington as the new Sox GM?
Alright, see, I was getting to him next. That's going to be a moment while you continue on with hockey real quick, and then we'll move over to you.
Okay.
So the Bruins are actually on a skid right now. They won the other night when a certain douchebag who likes the color blue was at a game.
What? What are you talking about?
He went to a Bruins game.
Yeah, I went to a Bruins game. What's your problem?
I've been to better games, but it's okay.
What are you talking about? You've been to better games. I was at a game that they won 6-2.
I was at game 6 of the Stanley Cup
you
Finals.
You know what?
Hey, if you had answered your phone, you would have been there.
Hey, if I was not working being a Paul Blart.
It's called calling out. Game 6 of the Stanley Cup is more important.
True. Sorry. But my boss would have been there.
Then he would have known.
He would have fired me.
Exactly.
Tell him that, you know, your brother was injured and I would have walked around with a cast. I got hurt, but I got out early enough that I could give him the game.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that one.
No, that joke was funny. No, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 indeed. All right.
Okay, I asked you about the new GM for Red Sox. What are your thoughts on him?
Sucks.
Have you seen him?
Well, that's the thing I was saying, actually. Mm. I was thinking, well, he doesn't have that pretty boy complexion, so yeah, he's not going
to
do so
you
well.
Know, actually, I need to IMDb some. I need the name real quick. But I think he's been in our system long enough that he can be a huge, you know, positive for us. But we'll have to see what happens. But also...
Well, let's see. He has a master's in sports management from UMass. He's a graduate
of campus. Which one?
It just says UMass.
Oh, that doesn't help.
He was originally hired by former Red Sox general manager Dan Duquette in 1997.
Oh, no, I don't like him anymore.
You don't like Dan Duquette?
No, he was a D-bag.
After spending time as an advanced scout for the Cleveland Indians, he's married to ESPN reporter Wendy Nix.
So, now, who are we talking about right now? Is this the guy who's going to be...
The new GM of the general manager, is married to Wendy Nix.
Yep. But wait, a 2010 interview with the Myrtle Beach Tribune indicates they are no longer married.
Okay.
That helps.
But yeah, for the most part, you know, then that sets in is who's going to be the coach.
You mean manager.
Manager, coach,
whatever. They're starting interviews next week. They actually had been talking about John Farrell coming back from Toronto, but Toronto will not give permission for us to speak with him. Ooh. And I have said a few times that I think a strong candidate is the bench coach from the Tampa Bay Rays. I've said this for a while. We'll see if I'm right. But you guys remember the movie Dick Tracy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that dude with the flat top with that really weird-shaped head in the movie?
That wasn't Pumpkinhead, no.
For some reason, I think it's Flat Top. That was played by William Forsythe. He looks just like him.
Yeah. And the forehead... But everything else, not really.
Dude, he looks like him. Trust me. Just hold on. I'm going to giggle him.
Google him.
Google
him. Giggle. That'd be funny if it was a giggle and it laughed at you while it was searching.
Hey, that's tickling. Oh, wait, that sounds very wrong.
Whoa.
What's a baby registry for giggle.com?
See?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Great, you just found, like, another, what do you call those? Something paradise.
What?
For, sex offenders. Anyways.
Oh.
But for the most part... Oh, yeah, there he is.
Here's that picture. This is the one that makes me think of it.
Okay.
Yep, right here.
It does.
See, thank
That's
you.
Really bad.
Thank you. Ben Charrington looks like Flat Top from Dick Tracy.
Yowzer.
Okay.
But truthfully, he seems like a company man. You know, this is a great organization. I love working with these guys. And whatever they say I'm going to do because I have no soul.
Yeah, but he also said that, you know, he's wanting to challenge everything that's going on. He's like, yeah, we're going to take out the whole beer incident thing. We're going to take on everything that happens, blah, 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 this and that.
So basically, he's a yes man. He's covering everything up.
Yeah. He's an ass kisser.
Saying everything.
Okay.
Oh, yes, 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 more Popeye's chicken. Yes, yes, more alcohol.
Listen,
yes.
He wants to earn my respect, bring me a title.
Which one? Like the full Monty? You want the full Monty?
I want another one.
You want another World Series.
If he wants to get out of the shadow of Theo Epstein, he needs to win us a title.
Because Epstein brought us two.
But Epstein will forever be linked with us ending the curse.
Yeah, same with Terry Francona.
Exactly. And truthfully, we all know that he did want to leave. Theo did want to leave. But he wanted one more year, and had they kept Terry, he said he would have stayed. And they would have finished off together.
Yeah.
So...
But they wound up finishing together anyway.
Basically. And also, in the deal that sent him to the Cubs, you know, they're supposed to negotiate a package, because when somebody leaves to go over to, like, a GM, they bring somebody over. So the Cubs got Jed Hoyer as their new GM, and Theo Epstein's actually the head of baseball operations now.
Okay.
But there was no compensation sent over. They're still negotiating it, so... If it's not settled by Monday, November 1st, or is that Tuesday? Whatever it
is. Tuesday.
Bud Seeley, the commissioner of MLB, said he will say who gets what.
Okay.
We did initially try to go after starting pitcher Matt Garza. We were told no. So, we'll see what happens. Okay, I'm done.
You're done with sports?
Yeah, I've taken up like 25 minutes.
You actually did, yeah. So, let's move on to video games, which is something more that Pandalicious is interested in.
Who's Pandalicious?
I am. Me! Oh, me!
Wait. She said something that wasn't dirty?
I know. I'm being so well behaved today.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, you know, you're being behaved, you know, like a porn star at a porn convention.
Yeah. Wait. No.
Oh, she already admitted we have it on tape.
So, there were some demos we were trying to get to last week, but we didn't have the time to because we were just yakking it up about Arkham City. But there were some that came out last week and a couple that came out this week.
I didn't think there was any that came out this week that actually were worth it.
All right.
I have to say that. There was nothing on the Xbox Live side of it.
Well, they took Xbox Live Arcade, no, there really wasn't anything from that.
Jack shape.
Yeah. But demos for game for physical releases.
Okay.
One of the first ones that I don't know if you had a chance to try this one was Need for Speed The Run.
Yes, I did.
And this was a game that I got to try at E3 as well. And back then, I enjoyed its handling, the graphics, and the edge of your seat moments that were in this title, especially when you're trying to escape from your crashed car before a train comes and crashes into you.
Yeah, but they did not put this on that demo that they gave us.
Right. But they did give us two levels.
Yes,
they did. Which you don't really see in most...
No, not in most demos, but I was happy that they were able to do that, and I beat your time.
You beat my time?
Yep.
Oh. Ooh,
yes. I beat this out of your time.
Okay.
That's a challenge, sir.
All right. So, yes, there were two levels. There was the desert level, which is where you had to race past 10 opponents before the end of the race.
Because apparently this is going to be, like, one of those cross-country, like, races and stuff like that.
Right. Think of Gumball Rally 5000.
Exactly. You know, and you're going to have to keep on going to the point where, you know, your car's probably going to fail, and then you're going to have to go steal another one.
Yep.
And then the cops are going to be after you, everything. It's kind of like a mixture of a lot of, like, Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, and just a lot of, like, Grand Theft Auto at the same time, basically.
Yes.
Not even close.
Screw you.
But then there was the much better level, the Tundra one.
Now, I do have to say that the handling on the snow was actually pretty interesting. I did like the fact that it gave the slide factor, and if you didn't get it right, you're either going to slam into the wall or...
fall off the cliff.
Yeah. Or give you the appearance that you're going to fall off a cliff.
I smashed into a giant boulder that just
landed right behind me. Yeah, I did that a couple times, and it sucked, but...
Mm-hmm.
But,
what did you think of the rewind factor that you could do in the game?
I did like that. It actually kind of reminded me of, what's my favorite game there? Oh, Dirt 2. Dirt 2 is a, you know how, actually when you're racing in the game and saying if you're about to smash up on something or you know you just totally effed up, more or less they have it set up so you can actually do a rewind on that thing. So I feel like they were able to take kind of that from that. But I think also the new Forza game has been doing something along those lines. I think a lot of the new racing games has it so because you know, it gets to the point where you're racing so long that you lose your focus or some little minute thing happens and it screws you over for the whole race and you've been racing like 20 laps or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody's going to be doing like the Daytona 500 on their friggin' TV because, you know.
Right.
I mean, that was like that commercial for, what's the PlayStation version
there? Gran Turismo 5.
Gran Turismo 5. Like, they stopped it. And then it's like, because they were doing the Le Mans or something like that, and all you hear is stop, the guy go to the bathroom, flush the toilet, and come back, and starts back up again. It's like, at least you could do that. But in that, when you're actually racing, you're so committed that you can't even think about taking a piss.
Yeah, you just go in the seat.
But yeah, it's like if you're in space, but
yeah,
for the most part, yeah. The I feel like
I wouldn't be too surprised if some of those race suits have like the whole.
I would have liked to have seen a little bit more about the whole contrast of running around and stealing cars or doing stuff like that, but
I did get to try that at E3, and I did like those elements.
Yeah, but I wasn't able to do that with this. But I have to say, graphics are nice.
Yes.
Handling's a little off, I have to say, on my you know, the controls with me. I mean,
The sharper turns, yes.
I felt like I wasn't able to get as good of a drift going. I mean, the snow part, I was able to get the good drift.
Yes.
The desert, not so much. I was able to do a lot.
I had to restart the desert race so many times, it wasn't even funny.
I'm really good with drifting, especially from when they did the game Grid.
Yes.
Oh my god, I love that game so much because of the aspect of drifting. You put me in that Dodge Charger drift model, and I will drift the shit out of that thing down that hill.
Now, how would you rate the okay? How would you rate the drift in this one compared to something like Grid or Split Second?
I'll give it to a Split Second still had a heavy drift. It felt really, really heavy when you're going and trying to go that, around that corner. Mm-hmm. It felt like either you're going to actually end up turning around, or you're going to end up, you know, slamming into the wall instead of just completing your drift all the way through like you'd like to.
Yes.
What's up with these fucking applications? You should have never gotten a smartphone, asshole.
Hey, anyways, I sent you a Twitter.
Great, that I don't have.
Oh, I sent you a Twitter.
Bullshit. Anyways.
You're at Blue on a 13.
Oh, God damn it. Anyways, I don't doubt that now. But with this game, I have to give it out of 5, I'll give it a 4 on the drifting aspect, because I think it's really hard on that whole thing that, seizure! Anyways, I think it's just one of those things where it's kind of hard to recreate the whole setup, you know, that Grid was able to do with theirs, and I heard Grid 2 is coming out, and I look forward to that.
Yeah.
But with this as the demo and whatnot, I'm gonna be able to give this one a, for the demo, 4.8.
Alright.
I'm trying to figure out when it comes out,
I believe it's November 15th when it comes out. Same day as Saints Row the Third.
Oh, damn it, man. There's so many games coming out on the same fucking day.
That's what's been happening this whole fall season. It's just too many games.
What it is Battlefield 3 just came out this past Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Then we got a week break, basically, or whatever the hell's coming out next week, which I don't think has any importance whatsoever in my opinion.
In this week.
But the week after that, you got Modern Warfare 3. And then after the week after that, St. Rose the 3rd. So it's one of those things where it's kind of like a rolling effect on that.
Well, no, I just remember what comes out this week. What? Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
Okay, Uncharted 3 then.
Mm-hmm.
God, but I'm not a PlayStation person. Oh!
Oh! Oh. We gotta fix that, I think. Oh.
Hey. I'm good, I could take it.
It blew.
But she called me a
good old fashioned slap and tickle.
I hate you so much.
But yeah, I was close to your grade. I gave it a 4.6 out of 5, and I think they're really going to up the ante from Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
I don't know. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit is a damn good game.
It is a great game.
It is a freaking awesome game, but now the aspect that you're going to be able to do the running and stuff like that.
Mm hmm.
I don't know, man.
I think that's what's going to make or break the game.
Yeah, it's going to be a definite, you know.
And I don't know if it's going to be like, what is it, one of those types of, it just escaped from me, where it's like a FMV, but it's an interactive FMV, where you got to press the button at the right time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, from what I remember watching the commercial, it looks like there's a lot of parkour and stuff like that in there, so it looks pretty interesting.
Yeah. So, one of the other demos we got to try was Kinect Sports Season 2. And this had one round of golf and one round of tennis.
Not even one round. No. You can't even count. Well, all right. Maybe one round of tennis, but
one hole of golf.
One hole of golf, because it was just that sucks. You couldn't have given you at least 3 holes. That's one of my issues about that. But okay. I have to say I was very impressed with the Kinect interaction of the golf. It is better than the stupid Wii. I agree with you.
That.
It's amazing to say. Watching Blue play tennis on this game, I thought I was going to wet myself. He thought he was Serena Williams.
Hey, fuck you, buddy. I am Serena Williams.
You have to do that in order to play Kinect Sports properly.
You have the facial expressions. Classic.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. You loved watching my videos afterwards.
Oh, man.
I disabled the picture taking.
And then you can do your celebratory dance. But I loved the golf, and I liked how you could actually change the golf clubs, which you couldn't really do very well with the Wii Sports one.
No, that is true. But I mean, this one was pretty awesome. Like, they did get the voice in there. The voice has been a hell of a lot better calibrated. I mean, you don't have to calibrate everybody's voice to it. It seemed like you could just say whatever the hell you wanted out in the open, and then it would go and do it.
So, yep.
I mean, there is always that little delay or something like that where, you know, it's trying to compute it, but I think it's really a good step for for gaming altogether.
No, I like the golf, I like the tennis, but I had a problem with trying to figure out how to probably do like the power hit in tennis.
Yeah, that's true, because I think the golf actually was really easy in that sense, because I was able to just, like, right off the bat, I slammed it, like, what, 280? Yes. 280?
You know what I think it is? I think it's because we don't have to worry about something flying out of our hands while playing it.
The only other thing is you don't have to also worry about that being, you know, a critical aspect. I don't know how this is reading you, but when your body movement, if your body movement is one fluid motion of it going through holding your hands properly, you know, and you're going through the swing and stuff like that, maybe it calculates that, you know, in that sense that you're doing it properly for the ball to go where it's supposed to. Instead of, like, with Wii and stuff like that, when you're doing it, it's kind of got its own, like, laser coming from the controller, the IR laser, and it's coming up, and you got to kind of split it right through the middle of the sensor bar.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, hell, when I played Sega back in the day, I had the golf game that actually had the, there was a pad on the ground, right? I don't know how many times I almost, like, wrecked my ceiling downstairs because of this golf club. But they had a pad on the ground, and it had a ball, and then it had, like, these the IR sensors on it. And that would be your kind of, like, control format. And then it had a golf club with the laser on it. So you turn on the laser, and you'd have to go and you'd swing the club. And, of course, my ceiling downstairs wasn't always tall enough, so all you hear is, "Smash! Damn it!" But, yeah, it's come a long way since, you know, those days. But
yes.
I feel that this is actually a nice step, and, I mean, I won't have to... I feel like this might actually fill the craving of me wanting to always go out to the golf course, but not have the money or the time to go out and do it now.
But you'll need a Kinect.
Yes, and I will probably end up having that very shortly.
Yeah, well, considering what you get with it now, I couldn't believe I didn't think about waiting to get the version which also has both Kinect Adventures and Child of Eden.
Yeah.
So, you're going to have the much better deal when it comes out. Or whenever you get it.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I give this demo 4.5 out of 5, and I'm really looking forward to playing the full version, especially football.
I give it a 4.2 because of the goddamn tennis. Damn you, tennis, damn you!
Listen, Serena, shut up.
Okay.
So, one of the Xbox Live Arcade trials I got to try out was for Real Steel.
Yeah!
Based on the movie.
Yeah!
And yeah, that game was awesome.
At first I was like, I don't know if this is going to be any good, but then I saw who made it. Yuke's, who was responsible for both the WWE games and UFC games.
Nice. All right. Okay, I'll give it to you on that.
So, the demo has you battle with Adam, the Hugh Jackman's robot.
Well, actually, they actually gave you a good couple amount of robots to actually play around with and stuff like that. So, that was actually good. I like that.
Yes. And it sort of had this Fight Night type of gameplay style. Mm-hmm. The whole boxing.
Yeah.
And I found that while actually punching and evading was fairly easy, while your robot is recharging, I was having a really hard time figuring out how to get him back up, especially if you get knocked down.
Yeah, I did. And well, did you notice that too? Like when I got knocked down and stuff like that, because you didn't really get it. Was I was like sitting there, I was like, oh, you got to spin the button and then tap another one at the same time. It's like, holy hell, this is, you know, kind of complicated to just to get the robot back up, but.
Yeah,
but I do like the whole concept that they have an energy bar, and it's a, you know, him swinging his arms and, you know, putting the fight in the other robot, that's draining his energy, which means you can rope-a-dope the robots. It's pretty impressive.
And for a movie tie-in title, it looks really good. I mean, it looks even.
It's 800 Microsoft points.
Yes,
and then I don't know, is it on?
I don't know if it's on PSN or not. But it looks even better than that Thor video game that Sega released this past year, which was terrible.
Sega and their games right now have just not been good.
Sega and Marvel?
Yeah. I think what Marvel needs to do is step aside now and say, okay, this is what we're working on the next story and whatnot. Like, saying like the Avengers movie that's coming out next year. If they were to have started this January of 2011 saying, this is our idea right now that we have going on for the next movie that we're going to put out, these are the possible actors that we're going to do. But we'll just put in dummy characters until we get the actors.
Yes.
And then what they can do is drop it into an actual company that knows how to make a video game.
Okay, because...
not Sega, because Sega has been... they're too much doing the Sonic Generations game right now. Like, they did the Double Sonic game now.
Right, which we'll get to next.
But yeah, I'm just saying, like... but Sega has just not been able to produce a game I have to say, either Iron Man, the original one, was actually okay.
Yes.
Hulk, that was fine.
Yeah.
But after that, they've just gone downhill. It has not... I haven't gotten to play the Captain America game. I heard that it was actually okay, but...
It wasn't E3, but I did not get a chance to play it because I was too busy trying out Rise of Nightmares.
I just thought I heard him say American gay. No, not gay. I thought I heard gay. I was like, what?
Captain America
gay. I thought you said gay.
Wow.
But I didn't hear this aim.
What's going on in that mind of yours today, Miss Panda?
I don't know.
But this is what I was trying to get to. There was supposed to be an Avengers video game made by THQ... that's supposed to come out next year, but they canceled it. And the huge... no idea. And the big problem of that is, I've seen video of it. It looked incredible. I mean, it looked like the best Marvel game ever.
Yeah, but...
but then they canceled it, and I have no idea why they did it.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling what happens in the background to these games and whatnot that you go... that's actually a pretty good freaking idea. Nope, canceled. What the
Yay! It's kind of like what happened with True Crime Hong Kong, which fortunately got rescued, but it's not going to be called True Crime anymore. I don't know what it's going to be called, but that almost had the same fate. This game looks awesome. And then the company that was making it, I forget, but... they said, "Oh, we're going to cancel it, and we're going to shut our doors." So, that scared me, but fortunately it got rescued.
Oh, did it really scare you? Did it make you curl up under your blanket?
No, it didn't.
Oh.
He didn't mean actually, literally.
Okay, yes. Sorry. When he was talking about that, it actually reminded me of another movie I saw.
So, but going back to Real Steel, what I do like about this game... or what sounds like an awesome idea is the fact that you can actually customize your robot with over 600 different items. So you can make thousands of different robots while have very different fighting styles.
Yeah, which is awesome because, you know, you're actually able to upgrade them like you'd upgrade a computer.
I want to teach my robot Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do that.
It'd be awesome. It's like, you know, guys in music.
Yeah.
I broke your Megatron.
Well, I don't know. If we do get into the point where robots are getting, getting expendable, like, you know, iRobot or some shit like that, you're just going to have them start fighting each other.
The movie's supposed to take place 7 years from now.
You know, you don't know. That Osimo motherfucker, you know, he's really getting really good at helping people, and they just need to make him a little bit bigger and a little bit smarter.
Yep.
And... bam, you're done.
Exactly.
But I did like the whole concept of the Hugh Jackman movie because of the fact that they had him with the Atom Bot doing shadow boxing, basically.
And that was really cool they did that.
It was amazing that they did that. But also they said, you know, with Hugh Jackman in the movie, that they were able to train him so well that when you watch him from the commercial and he's doing the punches and stuff like that, the speed that he's doing right there is not sped up. Well, that's him doing the actual speed.
You do realize that Hugh Jackman was a boxer before, right?
Yeah, so that it made it even easier for him because of the fact that he was able to put that out straight out there. So they were really impressed with him. You know, yep. And I want to go see this movie, but time and space and whatnot does not want to cross.
Time and space, really?
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman, he is the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Two sides!
Okay, let's continue on. Come on, we're running short on time, and we got a lot to cover.
So, One of the other demos that came out this week was Sonic Generations, and this was actually the same demo I played at E3, the exact same one.
Bastards.
So, all right, my opinions were the same then as they are now.
So, what it is the whole fact that it gave you... Now, from the commercial, I understand that you're splitting two Sonics, and you're giving like two levels or something like that.
Yes.
So it's kind of weird.
Because you're doing old school Sonic and new school Sonic.
Old school's awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, I was a big Sonic player. I played all of them up until he went 3D. I lost respect for Sonic when he hit 3D.
Well, I love playing as Knuckles. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
I stopped after Sonic and Knuckles.
Not gonna lie, I like Tails.
I like having fire said out. That, I loved Sonic Colors, last year's Sonic game, because they greatly improved everything that made the previous 3D Sonic games bad. And it stuck to the roots of the classic Sonic games. And I liked it even more than Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1.
See, and I played that. I didn't feel a difference in it. Did you feel a difference playing classic Sonic and then playing 4 Episode 1? Because it felt exactly like 1-1.
Well, I just didn't like how Sonic looked.
Okay.
And I felt like his body movements while he was running just didn't feel like it was moving properly along with
your action.
With the actions. If they had gone the route that Capcom did with Mega Man 9 and 10 and actually went back to make Sonic look like the old school Sonic, it would have been a lot better.
Okay.
Was that we were talking about the surfboard one? Like
No. We never speak of Sonic Free Riders.
Well, that kind of brings me to the point where when Sony was trying to do their, like, what is that SkyCam or something like that, and it had that floating boards, and yeah, that camera did not go anywhere. So, yes. Yeah, I think what they got to do is learn from their mistakes.
Yeah. So
maybe they should do Jet Set Radio again.
I would kill for another Jet Set Radio.
On Kinect. If they could accomplish that, that would be impressive.
That would be amazing. What?
What?
He said I'd kill for another Jet Set, so I said, okay, I'll give you a name.
So, the problem that I had at the E3 Sonic Generations is still in this Sonic Generations demo. And it was in the demo that came out for, like, that Celebration that limited demo a few months ago.
Yeah.
The jump lag. I push the jump button, and it takes them half a second to actually jump. And in a game that deals with speed, that's not good.
And you made sure that all the calibrations were on your TV and whatnot for the Xbox. Okay, so yeah, that it seems like
because everything that's else legitimate. Is moving. Because everything else is moving okay.
Yeah.
Because why would it be act? Why would it just be acting weird for one game?
Yeah, that's just wrong.
So, if the issue isn't fixed by the time the final game comes out,
screwed.
I might not be able to give a proper rating for it, like a fair rating, per se.
No, you'd be able to be fair on the product that they give you. So if it means that if the game ends up suffering for it, then it just should be reflective in your score.
Right.
That's my mouth. Everybody looks. I'm like,
but no, I was thinking that you're gonna say give a rat's ass. But more or less, the whole setup is that like when we get the game, you know, or we get the demo, whatever. It's not on them that they're paying us. They're giving us the game to review. And we will give them the honest opinion that we possibly can, and not because of the fact they've given us the game.
Right.
We want to give the setup that we want to say that, okay, this is what we feel like you can make better, and hopefully they take it into consideration for whenever they make the next game.
Yes.
If it gets to that point.
Kind of like what I did with Rise of Nightmares.
Exactly.
Which I gave a 6.9 out of 10. I've always believed if you gave a game, like, from at least a 6... it's at least tryable.
Yeah.
But anything under that, it should be skipped. And I like the concept of Rise of Nightmares. I like the free roaming style of it. I like the melee and the weapons that you can use. And the scare factors, too. It's just that sometimes the Kinect was having issues reading your movements.
Alright, so, like, let's put it this way. I was able to play the Battlefield 3 beta.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago when that came out, before the game came out.
And we played it, too, and we had some issues with that.
I felt
okay. They were able to give this game like almost like a 9.5 right off the bat. As soon as it got put up on GameStop.com or any of the other websites, it was like bam, 9.5. It's like holy shit. Can you give it one? You know, give it a little bit more time before you drop the 9.5 on that sucker?
No, because they're being bought.
Yeah.
So is IGN.
I need to speak in video games for a second now.
Yes.
So I played this game. Now the setup. Amazing. But the gunplay sucked.
It was a little off. It was. No, 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 it didn't.
Fuck a little. I had one point, I snuck up on somebody. I had my sidearm out. I pulled the trigger. The gun wouldn't work.
Oh, that's true.
It did happen.
Well, this was a beta. That's the pro. That's the thing is that, you know, they're giving you the setup of what
the weapons wouldn't work. I couldn't even stab the person.
Hey, he remember when you
walked around me and stabbed me in the back?
And you got shot by that one guy who shot through a wall.
Yes, I was on one side of a wall. Well, that's about the size of his house, and he shot through and killed me.
Oh, that's true.
It was a wall.
But no, these, you know, the game, I was able to go on, like, a massive killing spree. I did get 18 kills, dude.
Well, you're Blahonic, dude. You're good at that sort of shit.
But, I mean, there was the points where it dropped off, and I just couldn't do a damn thing, because as soon as I came out of, like, you know, spawning, I would get killed. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they kind of have to work on that, and hopefully once, you know, I get my hands on the game, probably this Tuesday, once I get paid and whatnot, I'm going to be trying to play that and trying not to have insomnia, too, at the same time.
And one of my own guys killed me because he spawned on top of me and crushed me. How do you get crushed by somebody else spawning?
They might have had it in hardcore mode. But at least in this game, you're able... All right.
It's so hardcore, so I crushed you when I spawned.
But what it is...
Wasn't that a section at the Amazing Store?
Yeah.
Okay, just...
Hardcore spawning.
King, look up one thing for me about Frostbite for Frostbite 2 for Need for Speed. Need for Speed. This is the one thing is that Frostbite 2, you know, I can't remember the company off the top of my head. For
they did Need for Speed to run.
Okay.
They're doing Mirror's Edge 2 on it as well.
So let's just put it this way. They're jumping up from what they went from Frostbite, which is Battlefield... Battlefield Bad Company 2. You know, so those were, like, those real aspects and whatnot. And then they jumped it up to, to Frostbite 2. And what they're doing is they're trying to make a whole, you know, different game with, you know, different setups. I don't think they've worked out all the bugs yet, but they're getting there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, they did Need for Speed, that new setup. And that's looking actually pretty phenomenal on the graphics. The cars look pretty real. You know, they're doing a very good job. It's just, it's going to take time. It's an evolutionary phase.
Yeah, but I have a feeling that in the very near future, Frostbite and Unreal are going to be going neck and neck, saying who can top the other guy.
Yeah, that is true. But
it's a bad thing.
But you gotta still take on the beard, man.
Yes, the beard.
The beard, you know, that is gonna be some really impressive, you know, graphics and whatnot.
Especially now that Twisted Pixel is now challenge. Twisted Pixel is now owned by Microsoft, so now they're gonna get a lot more money.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To their stuff, and I just can't wait to see what they pull next. I mean, the Love Gunstringer, Missplosion Man was great. Comic Jumper had its flaws, but it was still entertaining.
Oh yeah, but I think they did that on the aspect of. To make it a comic relief. Because of the fact that, oh, David, I can't do this. Oh, yes, you can. You just gotta do this, you dumbass. You know, so it kind of, you know, harassed you at the same time. So yeah. They did that purposely. But yeah, altogether, I mean, I don't know. I'm just really pissed off about the whole concept that Sonic Generations is just gonna be an absolute shitstorm. If you're explaining it the way that you saw it,
yes.
It seems like it's not going to be yet again. It's going to be an absolute failure, and of course Mario is winning out.
Right, but we'll have to see what happens there. Why don't we skip this review of Tropico 4?
Yes, Tropico. I can't stand it.
Well, let me just point out that our buddy Quicksilver from Structure Gaming, which will be launching in December, wrote a PC review for it on our website.
Oh, good.
Because he's been like a guest collaborator for a couple other sites, and he said, hey, would it be okay if I post on there? I said, yeah, sure. And he gave it a great review for the PC version.
Yeah, because you're able to move it around. Now make a goddamn keyboard and mouse for the Xbox, I'll be happy.
Or at least do it for the Kinect. Like, go whoop, whoop, whoop.
Well, that's the same thing with that new game that's coming out that we're still wondering about, is the Battalion game.
Still Battalion.
Still Battalion. We still can't figure out how the hell you're
going to do it. Well, I sent you the video, dude.
No, still not good enough.
The controls are going to be used by Kinect, but in order to move around, you actually use the control your regular Xbox controller.
Okay, I'm confused now, but go ahead. All right, so let's go and skip that, and let's go to get to.
Let's go into a little theater.
Hey!
If you saw South Park this past week, you would know why theater is a great thing for guys.
lots of blowjob subtext that feeds into women, which will let, which will give to the guys who take him to the theater.
You've already said blowjob, so
I know. Why censor it? Censor it now.
Once you set the standard.
But anyway.
But yeah, it's about subtext, and you listen, and you hear Randy Marsh listening closely, like every other word of the musicals is blowjob.
Okay.
So it's like, honey, we're gonna go to New York, and we're gonna see all these musicals. Oh, great! Wah, 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 wah.
Well, that totally wasn't happening at the play that we went to go
see. There was no subtext. This was about sex.
We're talking about sex, baby.
Literally, every song had had a text of sex in it.
Yeah. We're talking about Spring Awakening, which was originally a German play from the 1890s. It was adapted into a musical a couple years ago by Stephen Sanator, who did the brilliant Prometheus Bound with Serge Tankian and the System of a Down. And
what? Yeah, but I think he did this with
Duncan Sheik, who wrote that song.
I'm
barely breathing.
That one song several years ago that we all heard and liked but didn't know who it was.
Right.
I always thought he was the guy who sang the song I'll Be, but I know he didn't.
No.
That's something McCain. Edwin McCain, I think.
Edwin McCain.
Yeah.
The same guy who never met a girl like you before.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes. But this musical is about teens discovering sexuality. And
all kinds.
Yep.
There's, so basically, it's a public high school.
There's
it wasn't a school setting, but it wasn't like a high school. There was like six to a class.
Uh-huh.
Or at least they only highlight six children. Six girls, six boys.
Right. And lots of sex talk. Tension. Masturbation, and just regular sex in general, especially near the end of the first act.
Oh, yeah. There was some TNA in this this play. You totally got to see some,
boobs.
Boobs. And some butt.
Now, the reason why you got into this play originally was because in the original Broadway production, the two main characters...
In the initial Broadway production that aired in 2007, I think into 2008, I think it only got like a 2-year stint on Broadway.
Two or three, I can't really remember.
But the leads were also, you find out later, were leads in Glee for seasons 1 and 2, essentially.
No freaking
way. Yeah, so shut up, leave it alone. But I watched Glee first, so I had no idea that these two had ever acted together. So when I went back and was looking at some reviews that talked about Spring Awakening, I noticed some familiar faces. I then watched it on YouTube, don't ask me how, because I didn't do it. And I thought the play was really interesting then, but I was, you know, there's a difference between seeing it on YouTube and actually going to actually see a live performance.
Right, especially seeing it in, like, a community theater setting, which is where we went for the Marblehead Little Theater.
Did they interact with you outside of the stage?
Actually, they had ensemble characters that were actually in normal clothes sitting in seats.
Okay.
So, like, you were getting, like, a surround sound and actual, like, acting. I know one of the actresses kept staring at me when she'd have to sing. I was like, stop staring at me.
She was a panda.
I was like, stop staring at me.
It wasn't to the extreme like when you and I saw Cabaret.
See, now that was actually, I like that adaptation because of the fact.
Oh, I bet you did.
Oh, I loved it.
Yes. And next month I'm going to be seeing
Rocky
Horror Show.
Not because the guys
wearing
clothing. But anyways, the whole setup that they did with that was like it's like, there's the stage, but it's like they were able to break that fourth wall and come out and be around you and like
and touch you with their boobies.
Not really, because we were in the middle. We weren't able to really be interactive.
We played a drinking game with them. Never, ever, ever have I ever, ever, ever. That was me. I said, "Go, man. Commander!" And the coldest winter days, and all the characters actually took a shot.
Where's my alcohol?
You would.
We're not playing a drinking game right now. So I'm surprised that we haven't done that yet.
We haven't done that? I don't think any podcast in the Esh world has done that yet.
All right, we could probably do it next week because at least I know I have the day off, so I could probably do it.
Yeah, we bring in a bottle of alcohol. Baileys. Oh, and we said, like, we should do it as a contest. People send in what words we have to drink what we say.
For one episode.
For one episode.
Mm-hmm.
But then the show, we're like, this is NBC, I love you guys.
All right, so back to the theater.
Yes. So the musical focuses mainly on two characters, Wendella and Melchior.
Yep.
Who fall in love. Wendella has no idea about, like, the consequences of sex because her mother is kind of...
Her mom utterly refuses to tell her how babies are made. Like, the truth. Like, mom's just like, you have to love your husband and really love him in a very special way. I'm not going to tell you how.
And then a stork comes out of nowhere. No,
that's what she says.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
that's
literally what she says. And Wendella actually is the kind of character who has never experienced any kind of... She hasn't felt... or experienced a lot. Like, she's never been struck. She's never felt. She's empty because she's never had any of that.
There's even a little bit of, I want to say sadomasochism, but the whole part where she wants Melchior to hit her with the branch.
Yes.
Where's this one?
It's already passed.
It's already gone. But I mean, but they touch all those subjects that, you know, and believe it or not, all these things that happen in this play, I think everyone's had a moment or two like them.
Yes.
So it makes it really relatable, even though this is like 1890 Germany.
Yep. And we had like the Moritz, who was insecure, unsure about those strange dreams about women's legs. What does
and where his destiny lying beneath between them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, a lot of the wordplay was really secure, so you know exactly what was going on. You never felt lost either,
right?
In it, so, I mean, it wasn't blatantly like this is a sex song, sex, 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 but it definitely was. They are talking about sex.
Uh-huh. Let's talk about sex, baby.
You already did that.
No,
you can see this song over and over.
But we had Han Shen. I think that was your favorite character.
I think he was the most attractive.
Yes, but the cat likes to lick the milk.
The cream.
The cream.
He skims the cream.
Yes.
Yes. He talked about people churning butter, working so hard to churn butter, and he's just a pussycat who likes to lick the cream.
Huh. Yes, and he was in love with the student Ernest.
Oh, yes.
I don't feel so good.
Yep, they did. They did broach homosexuality in this game. They didn't go into a lot between those, so I mean, that was the only encounter that you actually saw. Those two characters.
Well, no, there was a part in the first act where they were like, talking about studying.
Yeah. But that's it. They didn't give you a lot more.
Yes.
Okay.
Studying.
And I mean, and that's just the guys. The girls are essentially, I mean, outside of the two that, you know,
there was Martha that was being abused by her father.
Oh, that song
somebody
was...
Somebody humping somebody's leg every 2 seconds?
No.
No.
Okay. No. Believe it or not, the only two characters that you actually see have any form of physical intimacy are the leads. Huh. Granted, it totally teaches girls to not go on a one-night stand because you'll get pregnant and then you'll have to get an abortion and you'll die.
Oh, fantastic.
Spoiler alert.
That is an awesome...
I mean, yeah, spoiler! So if you're planning to go see this, don't listen to me. But, I mean, literally the whole second half, like, I mean, they lightened up.
Yeah,
they gave you the rising climax, and then you got your denouement in the second half, and literally everything just went to hell.
Yeah,
in the second act. So
hence the song totally fucked.
And like all these song, you know, these names are all pretty common. You know,
The Bitch of Living, My Junk, which was done by Han Shin while he was masturbating.
Yes, he was reading, I believe he was reading...
a love letter, I thought.
No, yeah, but it was a letter from Desdemona, and I think that's from Othello. So that was Shakespeare that he was reading, and he was like, oh, you dirt, and I mean, he's just fapping.
And his father opens the door, and...
So, but yeah.
I'm scared.
I mean, it was a really, really good production. Like, I mean, you felt really inclusive because you were in a small community setting.
Yes.
You know, and literally the actors are right in front of you. You know, you don't have balconies and so much distance between you and the stage,
and the
so
actors.
To speak. In terms of actual stage production, it looked very similar to the setup that they did for the initial Broadway production back in 2007, which was really simple.
But you're saying that this cast was bigger than the Broadway one.
It was, because they a lot of the adults that were in the 2007 production, and there were only two. So every time there was a character that was an adult, it was either man one or woman one. Mm-hmm. So they doubled up all those roles. But in this production, they actually had several women playing the adults.
Yeah.
And I think they had only one dude. So actually the dude was playing all the male adult roles, and there were two women bouncing off the female adult roles.
Well, let's double check that, because I think there might have just been one woman.
No, because there was the one who was who played the teacher. She never moved from her seat. So yeah. She never had to change, but the one who played Wendell's mom, Melchior's mom, okay. That woman was the same.
All right.
So she doubled up on some of her roles, but one lady didn't.
Right, the piano teacher.
This is like, vroom. I don't even know how to say teacher in German, but whatever his name was.
Teacher
Schreffenbrock. Like, that was her only purpose in her entire, is to say that name. But it's definitely, a lot of people like to try to compare Spring Awakening to Rent.
Which is not a good comparison.
I honestly don't think you can compare them. They're apples and oranges. Uh-huh. I mean, they both have the same kind of cult following. Like, they managed to have the same type of pull. Like, right. People are going to come
see,
and see
Spring Awakening is apples with sex. Rent is oranges with AIDS.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. I guess
I'm not going to be eating an orange for a while.
And I like... Good thing I like mandarin oranges. They're smaller. So they probably have less AIDS. Maybe.
Yeah.
But
no, they have more. They're just chock full.
But I would definitely go and recommend
Spring Awakening.
To see it. So yes. If it comes to your area and you have the weekend or a day to go see it, I doubt you will be disappointed. The music is catchy, the atmosphere and the setting and the tone are definitely serious, so don't go expecting this to just be a jolly good time. Because
oh, no.
It goes to hell in a handbasket pretty fast.
Poor Moritz. Poor Moritz.
Poor everybody. I don't think there was anyone who didn't have some serious issue going on in their lives.
Well, Hanshin was the only one, I think.
Yeah, well, he was, yeah.
The sexy gay German.
Yeah. Of course. They had to have one, right?
Yes.
But yeah, so that's really my take on it.
Okay. Now, I know we're kind of short on time, but if you want to do a quick oh for fuck's sake before we go to the beta key giveaway.
Anyone?
Yeah, let's talk about that,
There's a men's fitness article.
Or, you know, you can do it.
Bashing, quote, fat and dorky geeks. Now, you're the one that introduced us to this article, Pandalicious.
Yep, and DJ Rama was the one who went and brought it to my attention.
Yep, our Luigi.
Can't wait to see you at PAX East, brother.
Me neither.
Can't wait.
It's going to be amazing.
But anyway, so Men's Fitness released a magazine, and in there contained an article that pretty much just told fat geeks to stop being fat and stop being geeky. They had a reporter go to New York Comic Con, and that's all this particular reporter saw. And don't get me wrong... I mean, do are there people out there who need to be fit and more healthy? Yes, yeah. I would say that.
But not all.
But not, right. He's saying all geeks are fat and dorky.
Apparently he's never met Rachel Moore.
So apparently she is fat.
Yeah, apparently Jessica Villarreal is fat.
No, neither.
No.
Putting them together in one person, they would still not be fat.
No.
So needless to say, someone needs to, you know, take off their judgment glasses and put on their reality glasses and realize that they're talking to a small niche of a subset.
Yeah. We've been to Anime Boston many times. There's a lot of really good-looking people that go to that.
Yeah. Not me. But anyway, that's besides the point.
No. The years you've been...
Yes, and I mean, you're gonna get a bell curve of people.
You're gonna get one fat Misty out of 1,000 good-looking cosplayers.
No, you might get a few more fat Misties.
Ooh, I saw a fat dude Misty last year.
That's probably the same one.
Needless to say.
He had a hairy belly.
Yeah, that was the same one.
See, and that's why every time convention time rolls around, I often will tell people that I don't have a problem with people cosplaying, but you should cosplay to your strengths.
Cosplay with caution, boys and girls.
So, I mean, if you are a big girl, you are not Faye from, oh God, I can't remember.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. From Cowboy Bebop. Because she is thin. She wears yellow short shorts and a yellow crop top. So if you don't have abs... Or a flat stomach, you don't rock the two-piece.
I mean, if you're walking around looking like Snorlax, don't dress like Misty.
Dress as Snorlax. Everyone would love you. You just sit around.
I ran into a Snorlax this past year.
You look comfy. You want to hug it.
Yes.
So, I mean, play up to your
There was a gangster Snorlax this past year at Anime Boston.
Look, I'm a big dude. If I wanted to hug from a bunch of women, I'm going to watch Jigglypuff.
No.
You ever love Jigglypuff?
No, not, no.
I can't see you as a big pink puff.
No, Jigglypuff is gay.
You are
in
gay.
A bad way.
No, like, but that's why you write in the back. I support boobies. Get rid of breast cancer. Everybody wants to hug the person that wants to get rid of breast cancer.
But regardless. So, I mean...
I'd actually make you look like a big boob.
But I guess
put a nipple at the other end of the Jigglypuff.
But I guess my for fuck's sake on this is not even just geared towards, you know, game, anime, nerd enthusiasts, but more towards to the author of this article. Because one, he's only pointing out a small subset of this niche.
Yes.
Two, you know, for one, these people don't dress like this on a normal day-to-day basis. This is like a Halloween, but for 3 days for this particular crowd. They're not hurting anybody. They're not, like, massively raping people in the streets in their Snorlax costume.
Unless like, it starts at.
They're walking around, looking at video games, and eating food, and possibly not showering. You need to start doing that.
Yes.
But they're really not harming anybody.
And not only at the convention, it's, you know, when you're traveling around, you know, people that aren't convention goers, and you're on the train, you haven't taken the shower for 3 days. We don't appreciate it.
Yeah, I had a... Yes. When me and Ninja were going to PAX East last year, we were on the train going into Boston, and these three guys had looked like they had come from a youth hostel. And this one dude was standing in front of me picking his ass. And like, literally, like, I'm not even kidding you how close it was. And literally, I just had this sad panda face the whole trip. Because he didn't move. And Ninja's just looking at me like...
Look, I was on my way to Cell Station to catch a train out to Framingham because I was meeting up with the guys from Widow Sunday. And this dude's standing there holding on the rail with both hands in a tank. I'm like, dude, yo, bro. He's like, yeah.
Sit down.
You ever hear of a thing called deodorant, cologne, body wash, soap, water? People will actually, I ain't gonna lie, this is the funniest thing I think I've ever seen. There was this old guy standing behind them. And he had, like, a container of water they carry. He unscrews it, pours it on. He's like, there's a shower, Sonny, and climbs off. I almost wet myself.
But needless to say, so, I mean, for fuck's sake, article writer, don't group us all together.
We should also make a point that the article has since been pulled off the website.
Yep, thank God. I'm actually kind of glad for that. Because, I mean, for one, like I said, we're not hurting anybody.
Right.
Except for, you know, ourselves and other congoers who have to smell that. So, yes. I mean, so for fuck's sake, number one, dude, do your homework. Research the demographic that you are planning to bash so you get a better understanding of us. And for fuck's sake, congoers, shower.
At least put on deodorant and cologne.
Shower. If you're sleeping in the bathroom, you should be the first one to shower in the morning. You're in the bathroom!
Yeah, just make sure that you're not under the other people that take the showers.
We know someone that happened to.
No. It's like, if you're going to sleep in the tub, then wake up, take your clothes off and open the shower. You are the first in line. You get the hot water!
Well, you know what? If you're going to be sleeping in the tub, pack extra boxer shorts, sleep in all your boxers, and just reach up and turn on the water. Just let it run straight down on you.
There
you're doing your laundry at the same time.
Well, yes. A piece of your laundry.
Yeah.
So those are for fuck's sake.
I do have two things I want to put out there.
Okay.
Because you know what? I have two movies. And
two
I'm not
movies.
Waiting.
Fine.
Thank
Anger.
You.
Anger.
We're at 1 hour, 15 minutes, so.
All right.
Who gives a
couple
shit?
Of minutes.
They're going to have to suffer and wait for those beta keys.
That's what I'm doing. I'm hitting wait. One of them I will go in depth, and the other one I'm just going to go very, very tiny on. So I saw Never Back Down 2.
Yeah.
Starring Michael Jai White. Phenomenal movie. Other than Spawn, I think this is his best movie.
She and I are in the Black Dynamite camp.
Listen,
so.
I've seen the movie. I like this one better. This was a different aspect of him.
He was a teacher. About to say, Spawn was meant to be serious, and I think it did a really good job of actually portraying the universe of Spawn.
All right, yes.
This is how it is. He is an instructor. Oh, he lives in a trailer. He actually spent time in jail, and he's on probation.
Mm-hmm.
Not only does it deal with him trying to help these kids, there's a racial tension in here, too. Because he actually...
Oh my god, racial tensions?
Dun, dun, dun.
They're actually racist cops.
Racist cops?
Behind the blue wall?
Gubernator Tavulka!
There's no such thing as racist cops, right?
So,
no, not at all.
First, they tell him that he can't train in his area. Ooh. They told him he had to move. And that's when, you know, the kids show him some love. But then there is this one kid who actually uses what he teaches him for bad and sets up the instructor when he's not allowed there anymore.
Ba, ba, ba.
Shh. Yeah.
So, I'm going to spoil this part a little bit. So, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
They actually show up four cop cars deep and they're like, you mind if we search your place? He's like, do you have a warrant? He's like, hey, I think everybody heard you, you know, give us permission to go in your place. And they walked into his room. They come out with a gun that's not his. He's cuffed, and the cop goes to beat him. And while cuffed, Michael Jai White actually kicks every cop's ass. Including he kicked one through his cop car door. It was amazing. So, I mean, there's a lot going on. You have Todd Duffy, who used to be in the UFC, and then as a actually star character.
Mm-hmm.
You also have Poppy Up, the Leonardo the Dragon Machida, and Big John McCarthy. They pop up in this. This is so much better. I prefer this over number one. I give this a 4.8 out of 5.
Okay.
Then, the other movie I saw Paranormal Activity 3.
I haven't even looked at 2 yet. And then how was that?
I think the last 15 minutes of the movie stole my soul.
You had one?
It was on loan. Somebody lent me a soul.
Now, this is a good stole your soul? Or
bad?
It was petrifying.
Whoa. So you beat the shit out of that one kid because he said Paranormal Activity 3 was awesome, and now you're saying that, damn, it was actually scary?
Shut up!
Wow, someone's eating
Somebody's going to have to take back a beating.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Wow.
Look, that little girl was a creepy little girl.
Mm-hmm.
There's this one scene. She's laying in bed. She climbs out. Her bedroom's on the second floor. You know those setups where the stairs go down and then they've got the walls that built up?
Oh, yeah.
She climbs on the wall and jumps off!
Really?
And then comes walking back up the stairs. I'm like...
Well, that sounds like fun.
So, I mean, the movie was decent, and then you get to the last 15 minutes. Oh, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, did you watch the other two leading up to this?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So, which one out of the three, which one would you say was the best?
3.
Wow.
So really?
People have been saying that
this. I got put into a chokehold at one point by this one girl. She was sitting behind me, and she started screaming last. She sent me a chokehold, like, hold on. Like, your boyfriend's next to you. What are you doing?
So she was kind of like that dude on acid who was strangling me at the Deadmau5 show.
Do you know what it is, though?
At least it wasn't
like I look me. Back and her boyfriend is in the lap of another friend screaming.
So.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't scream. I jumped.
Look.
But, you know, I didn't scream.
Right.
I think I was the only one not screaming. One kid wet his pants. He's wearing blue jeans and he came on there soaked. He's like...
I saw that one trailer where the two girls were in the bathroom and they were doing the Bloody Mary. It's still something I will not do to this day.
Okay, there is some controversy over the fact that none of the scenes from any of the trailers appears in Paranormal Activity 3.
Okay, so they don't even show that.
Yes.
There is one trailer that they do show stuff.
Okay.
But there is a trailer with...
Because remember that scene with the doctor saying, you need to get out of here? Bam! That's not in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to answer.
I don't like when they do that. When they put scenes in a trailer that you don't actually see in the movie.
I know, like Scary Movie 3 or 4 or whatever the hell that one was when she was just like, I'm going to prophesize my foot up your ass. It wasn't in the movie. It was not in the trailer. It was in the trailer, but it wasn't in the movie.
Right.
Like, but anyway.
Okay. But I think it's more akin to... leaving people surprised. Like the movie Drive. Like, people thought...
Somebody sued over it. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, we talked about that last week.
Okay.
People thought going into it, there was just going to be another ghetto, like, another, like, transporter type of film, but it wound up being something totally different.
I totally thought it was the transporter plus The Departed plus... Initial D. So I went to 3 different realms.
Yeah.
For mine.
So we can end this now?
Yep, but before that...
No,
the
end it.
No,
they
don't want it.
They suffer.
This is
the Defenders of Ardania beta key giveaway. Each week until the day of release, we will be giving out one beta key to our listeners for the Steam game Defenders of Ardania from Paradox Entertainment. This is for a PC version. There's not a Mac one coming out, sadly. Not yet, of course.
Oh, then all right. I'm going to turn away.
So, in order to use this key, you got to start your Steam client. Client. Click Games in the main menu and select Activate a product on Steam and enter the code. Now, this code is first come, first serve. So you must move quickly if you want this key.
Yeah.
Otherwise, someone else is going to pick it up before you. And we're going to give away 8 of them, 1 a week.
Yeah.
So, listen carefully. If you need to, pause right now. Grab a pen and paper. And here's the code. And it's all capital letters before I forget.
Taco Bell.
D. G. Z. T. 2. Dash. 7. F. Q. A. A. Dash. 7. M. T. K. Y. That's the code. If I am not going to repeat it. If you want to hear it again, rewind it back to like 20 seconds.
If you can.
So, there's the code. Go and get it. If you don't get it this week...
there's always a chance for next week.
Exactly. Until the day it's officially released. So, let's wrap it up on this episode.
Yes, for population control.
Yep. Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, anything you would love for us to talk about on the show, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBastardBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck. Anvil's on Anvil63, and we're still trying to get him on fucking Twitter.
Lunatic13!
That's a lie.
Have you checked?
No.
I'm going to actually check for shits and giggles.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But sorry, this page does not exist.
Ah, yes! I did it the other day. Son of a bitch. Ha ha!
All right, it's your turn now.
We're on Facebook. Enjoy it. No,
yep. Facebook.com/BostonBastardBrigade.
So you can, you know, or otherwise, if you're on your search bar and whatnot, just type in Boston Bastard Brigade, and we've got two parts. We got one that's, you know, our like page and whatnot, and then our other page, which is the magazine aspect. So we're on two parts of it. So go and check that out.
Check our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI. Go show them some love.
No, we're .co now.
Well, nobody tells me this shit.
We're ESH.co.
Okay, ESH.co.
We gotta change the intro, too.
We're not in the loop now. No, okay.
Yeah, we're not cool enough.
We're CO now. She changes it, like, every 3 months. It's not me, it's Ninja.
Damn it, woman. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Also... check our friends at Team Predalsa Ray at tpsglobalwarrior.com.
Yeah!
Our friends over at Richo Photography, cagetitansfc.com, mm-hmm. The Vagabonds, Matt the Wad. Why the fuck do I have the longest exit? I hate every one of you. Also, go on Facebook and you can find me on there from my athlete-like page.
You whore.
Hey, I got 10 likes.
And they're all dudes.
Yeah.
Most of them are women.
But is there anything you want to promote, Panda?
Nope.
Just promote the strip club.
Ash.
Go on.
Nope.
Now,
no.
We'll be having the Issues program joining the land of Ash pretty soon.
Yep, that's once we get to coding and we get them all set, that will be happening.
Hopefully before the year's end.
Yes, definitely.
Because we want these guys at PAX East with us. Land of Esh is going to take over PAX East this year.
No. We're not that powerful yet. Maybe one day.
I am powerful enough for everybody. I have the force.
We're getting there.
Right. Okay.
It's called Bean Burritos.
Alright, let's end it. I think we've already went over our time limit. Holy shit, we have.
Okay.
So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue Water.
This is Anvil.
And I'm Candle.
Saying sign out, bitches. We are the Bastards.
And sister.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.